Thank you, President Norton. Good evening to everyone joining us here and everyone at home. I have a few thoughts for the evening that I'd like to share with everyone. This past Friday, over 3,000 San Francisco Unified School District middle school students were treated to what has become an annual tradition, the free outdoor concert on the opening day of the 13th annual Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival. Philanthropist and community leader and banjo player extraordinaire, the late Warren Hellman, began the festival years ago, and though he passed away in 2011, the free festival continues to this day. This year, students heard the banjo stylings and close vocal harmonies of the group PMW, known for its high-octane hootenanny sound, and students were treated to a return of the perennial favorite, Can't Touch This, MC Hammer. So thank you to all of the San Francisco Unified School District staff who helped make this wonderful day possible for all of our students. And I'd like to point a personal privilege thank Deputy Superintendent Guadalupe Guerrero for representing the school district there. I heard that we couldn't quite convince him to break out the fiddle this year, but get ready and stay tuned for next year. Mary Richards, yes. I also would like to thank Mary Richards for her incredible coordination efforts to get all 3,000 of our middle school students there and back. So thank you, Mary. Ladies and gentlemen, this is very exciting because, as you may have read, yesterday was a seminal day in the history of our school district. Mark Benioff of Salesforce.com, in support of Mayor Ed Lee's middle school initiative, made the single most significant targeted private donation to the San Francisco Unified School District in our history, $2.7 million. The Salesforce.com Foundation is envisioning a long-term investment and partnership with the San Francisco Unified School District. In that spirit, they have asked our district to think beyond just the purchase of technology, just beyond the purchase of just iPads. And as such, everyone has agreed to start with a cohort that is manageable in size, common in challenges, and where impacts can be measured and monitored as we prepare for phase two of this partnership. The organizations have made a commitment to start small and prove the efficacy of our approach, which is high-quality teacher professional development and support to effectively utilize the technology to impact student learning. The comprehensive 6th through 8th grade middle schools have a common challenge of only serving students and their families for three pivotal years, and where there tends to be less parent involvement as parent involvement drops off in the middle school years. The initial investment from Salesforce.com is providing two iPad tablet carts, teacher professional development for a small cadre of 2 to 4 teachers at each one of the schools, and an innovation fund for those principals at the city's 12 comprehensive 6th through 8th grade middle schools to start. While not every student and teacher in our, even in the comprehensive 6th through 8th grade middle schools, will immediately benefit from this initial Salesforce.com donation, the goal of this partnership is to eventually roll out and implement this technology to every middle school site, whether it's 6-8 or pre-K-8, and impact every middle school student in our district. This is historic, as this kind of a partnership has not existed, and we're very excited about phase one. After decades, as you know, of major cuts to our public schools, business partnerships are more critical now than ever. And thanks to Mr. Benioff and his visionary donation and the leadership of Mayor Ed Lee, we have been given an opportunity to develop a long-term commitment and relationship from a major San Francisco business that, if implemented thoughtfully and strategically, will dramatically improve the educational experience for many more of our public school students for years to come. I can report that I've heard from several of our other business partners in the city who are very energized and excited about this emerging partnership and are willing to come on board for phase two. So we're really excited about that. I'd also like to remind everyone that tomorrow is Walk and Roll to School Day, and the kickoff event for SF School Routes to School program. And this year we have 75 schools that are participating. The SF-SRTS partnership provides free giveaways to schools as an incentive to host their own Walk and Roll to School events. And when possible, I encourage you to get your walking shoes and safely walk to school tomorrow. And finally, I'd like to take this opportunity to recognize and thank Kevin Kumashiro, the new Dean of Education at the University of San Francisco, for arranging to have the San Francisco Unified School District Department of Special Education had their behavioral response to intervention trainings at their campus for the 2013-2014 school year. This is not an insignificant partnership in that they are opening their facilities to our educators and our leaders in San Francisco to deepen our understanding of response to intervention. This is very helpful in giving our special ed department the opportunity to reach their professional development goals. They are able to use meeting spaces for 8 days at no cost. That is immensely beneficial to us in the district. Not only has USF and the Department of Education provided the space, but they have also covered the cost of coffee and tea in the afternoons, which has been greatly appreciated by our participants, especially in the afternoon. And in addition to the meeting space and the coffee and tea, they were able to negotiate a reasonable parking fee for our attendees. I would also like to thank Professor Chris Thomas, who is also here this evening, and Coordinator Amy Fogliani from the School of Education, who were integral in establishing this collaborative effort, as well as the tech support team, who have been extremely professional, pleasant, and very helpful to us. In these times of budget constraints, this has been an incredibly helpful partnership to our Department of Special Ed, and it is helping us to meet our professional development goals. So I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Dean Kumashiro and all of those in the Department of Education who are playing a role in helping us to reach our professional development goals. And Madam President, if you don't mind, I'd like to take a point of personal privilege and present a certificate of appreciation, if you would join me, to Dr. Kumashiro, who is here, and Dr. Thomas, who is here as well. So if you would step forward, thank you. And as President Norton comes back to the dais, I'd also like to finally, in my superintendent's comments, thank our corporate sponsors at Target for their newly dedicated library that they've refurbished at Hillcrest Elementary School. And this was done in cooperation and support from Target and Hearts Across America. We invite all of our families to visit the new library, as well as the library at Sanchez Elementary School, which is absolutely beautiful. So thank you to all of our partners. President Norton.